Hi, this is Josh Galper with Vanadium, and I'm here today with Guido Wille, Head of Market Development at Clearstream, and Jean-Robert Wilkin, Global Head of GSF Product Management at Clearstream. We've been talking today about Target 2 Securities, or T2S, the European Central Bank's platform for settlement across the majority of European CSDs and securities markets. Today's podcast, we're going to focus specifically on competition and cooperation between service providers emerging out of the T2S opportunity. Guido, let's start with you if we could. Could you tell us how you see competition evolving between service providers as a result of T2S?
Sure. There will be more competition is the very simple way to answer your question. And that is because of a number of reasons. First, the most simple thing Target 2 Securities will do is it'll take away a significant part of the business currently being taken care of by CSDs, so settlement, and insource this into the T2S system. In doing so, it will also take away a very significant chunk of the revenue currently earned by CSDs and therefore create a significant financial pressure on these CSDs. Some CSDs have a higher percentage, others a lower, but overall, on average, this is a very significant part of the revenues of CSDs, and it will force CSDs to heavily re-engineer their business models. The other thing Target 2 Securities is doing, or the ECB has been doing, is tell CSDs, well, you know, we'll take all your money away, well, a significant part of it, but what you have to do is you have to figure out ways of providing other and more sophisticated services to your clients. I think the way they phrased it certainly in the past was you should be moving up the value chain to service your clients in a better way. So in a sense, they are saying to us, well, we take away some of what you do, but we expect you to find ways of compensating for that in other ways by offering new and better services. And that now, in turn, creates a situation where CSDs, which so far have competed in a very limited way with each other and can now, in T2S, compete with each other, will also be able to compete to a much larger extent with the agent banks or the local sub-custodians in the various markets, which are currently used by more international participants to access these markets. So in a sense, what T2S does is, first, it creates pressure on CSDs. It secondly enables CSDs to compete with each other for the settlement and the security servicing business that is currently very limited into the domestic silos. And thirdly, it creates a situation where CSDs, as investor CSDs, can now compete with the European agent banks for business.
Well, that's a highly convoluted environment, it sounds like.
If I can maybe add an analogy on that reinforcement of competition in the European landscape, I think the market for the last 40 years has enjoyed to some extent and benefited from the competition there was between the ICSDs. And this competition now is going to appear as well in the CSD world, and which is very close, which is in which the two ICSD groups are directly involved. However, there will be more athletes in the race now. And therefore, that should reinforce the competition. And I think overall, even at some stage, it may be, trigger further consolidation than there is already in the CSD world, but it will reinforce competition, and usually that's to the benefit of the users and the market participant. So I think this T2S will have an indirect benefit or positive impact to clients, which is and users, which is that the reinforcement of that competition will potentially develop the service offering for many CSDs and not only the two ICSDs which have been active in that competition for 40 years, but maybe a few other players now.
And indeed, it seems that the European Central Bank has had that as one of their objectives of T2S from the beginning as well. Jean-Robert, what do you think about potential cooperation between service providers emerging as a result of T2S?
Yeah, I think based on the regulatory agenda, if I can come back on that, and the pressure on cost pressure on the banking sector and the financial markets in general, I think T2S will be a good thing because it should address over time to reduce costs significantly for some of the layers. But also, I think it will favor and will support the need for further cooperation between different market actors. So indeed, we are competing with global custodian, local custodian, CSDs, ICSDs, but increasingly as well, the need to access the T2S market infrastructure will also trigger further need for cooperation, especially for collateral management and liquidity management between, for example, global custodian and the CSDs offering collateral management services. That, for one reason, for example, regulatory agenda imposed that CCPs, if whenever possible, to take collateral in security settlement systems rather than in banks, for example. So that is an area for cooperation rather than competition between participants. So where both service provider to end client, buy-side clients, can join forces and complement the offering to offer the best to end clients to leverage the benefit of T2S as a collateral settlement platform. It's a security settlement platform, but going forward with the progressive replacement of cash collateral by non-cash collateral, the need to mobilize securities as collateral is increasingly important. For the last 40 years, it was essentially for banks. Going forward, it's essential, or increasingly for non-banks, or for buy-side clients, as we call, will also have to mobilize collateral because they are forced to collateralize many different things. And therefore, this combination of players, sell-side and buy-side, have to meet somewhere to be able to exchange collateral, which is a relatively new challenge, to be fair. We have been servicing the interbank market for so many years, and we have established our services for that. Now we have to service, from a collateral management standpoint, the bank to clients market. And for that, I don't think CSDs or ICSD will be able to do that on their own, but they will only be able to do that with the support of the primary service provider to buy side, which are the global custodian. So that increasing needs and I think interest in cooperating between the market infrastructure and the global custodian will be for the better of the buy side clients and the sell side, which are expecting to leverage the connection they have to the market infrastructure they have in place already.
Thank you. It sounds fair then to say that we can expect substantial competition and cooperation in the years to come. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your comments. This concludes our podcast.